In a 13-to-1 vote, the Legislative Council has decided to punt on the question of what to do with the Anchorage Legislative Information Office. The council, a small but powerful group of lawmakers who effectively serve as the legislature's office managers, decided to pay the rent on the building for the year. Senator Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican who chairs the group, said they would give them time to see if they can get out of the lease terms.
We will attempt to enter negotiations with the owners for purchase of the building and the land.
As part of the sole source contract, the state spent nearly $8 million to renovate the Anchorage LIO last year. But the state does not own the property and has instead signed a 10-year lease to use it at an annual rate of $3.5 million. Representative Cherise Millett, an Anchorage Republican who serves as the House Majority Leader, supported delaying action on the Anchorage LIO. She worried about the financial liability if the legislature backed out of the contract.
If we got into a long-term lawsuit over this issue, I don't think that would be good for the state either.
Representative Sam Keto, a Juneau Democrat and the lone minority member on the council, was the only member to oppose the decision. He argued that if the legislature has cheaper office options available now, it should take them.
I do have a concern that as we are telling everybody else to tighten up their belts because we don't have a lot of money, that we as a legislature then will be occupying the most expensive building in Anchorage.
The legislature currently faces a lawsuit over the Anchorage LIO over damages allegedly caused to nearby properties during its renovations.